Philadelphia is known as a city of neighborhoods, most of which have well-defined borders and names like Germantown, Old City, Mayfair. But that's not the case for a slice of North Philadelphia near the Schuylkill River. As WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports, two neighbors are trying to change that by reclaiming a piece of largely forgotten history in this report for WHYY's Every Zip Philadelphia Project.
Instead of planting from the ground, we would like to raise the beds and add sandstone and gravel and maybe some pavers in between the islands between the raised beds.
Inside his living room, Lamont Shields is laying out his plans for a community garden he wants to grow in his corner of North Philadelphia near 27th and Allegheny Avenue. He thinks it could be a bright spot in an area that sits inside one of the city's busiest police districts. Fellow community activist Vincent Kennedy does too.
This here is the first start of really trying to get our neighborhood back. And it starts in one area, then it reaches out to the next, and then the next, and then the next. This is just a building stone.
Kennedy knows it'll take more than a community garden. So along with others, he's using a bit of grassroots rebranding. Over the years, the area has become known simply as North Philly. But Kennedy and some neighbors say it's a distinct part of the city. That's why they're reviving one of the city's most mysterious neighborhood names. Swamp Poodle.
It done fell off the map. They done considered everything as Strawberry Mansion, which is not. This is Swamp Poodle. This is not Strawberry Mansion. So why not give Swamp Poodle what it needs? Give us the help we need. Give us the righteousness that we need and respect our name.
He's not the only one who wants that.
I'd like, you know, some kids to have an opportunity to know what it really is to live in a neighborhood where people know people and people respect people.
Denise Whitaker is standing beneath a flapping green and white banner near 28th and Allegheny Avenue, less than a mile from Vincent Kennedy's place. She's vice president of the Community Action Group.
We've lost it and we want to bring it back because it's a good thing. You know, it's a good feeling.
As part of that effort, Whitaker's group used some grant money to purchase about a dozen banners like the one above her. They all feature a green silhouette of a poodle and the name of perhaps the city's newest neighborhood, Swamp Poodle Heights.
When you say Swamp Poodle to people, they go, what? And it wasn't like a name that sounded very attractive. You know, Paradise sounds wonderful, Strawberry Mansion, you know. We wanted to put something with that what mentally give a connotation of something nice, not a, you know, a swamp or puddles of water, you know.
The banners went up about a year ago and still make Whitaker smile, but it could take others longer to come around on Swamp Poodle, Heights or otherwise, including community garden activist Lamont DeShields.
If he had told me, he said, man, you know, you from Swamp Poodle, I said, where is that? In fact, what is Swamp Poodle? In my mind, it's a swamp that may be coming to a puddle, which people don't live in.
Planted beneath a banner near 29th and Allegheny, Ron Ross says he's heard people call the area all kinds of things, East Falls, Allegheny West, or simply Allegheny, but never Swamp Poodle.
I don't know what to say about it. You know what I mean? I guess it's going to take some getting used to. I don't know how many people would actually call this area Swamp Poodle, but you know, it's up there, so I guess some folks will.
The confusion and hesitation is understandable. Swamp Poodle hasn't been used for generations and largely faded from memory. This was the area where the old Connie Mack Stadium once stood, where Italian and then Irish immigrants lived before it became a predominantly African-American neighborhood. Denise Whitaker isn't kidding herself. She knows that banners on utility poles won't change things overnight, or maybe at all. She still sees sense in trying and staying optimistic.
We're just hanging in until something happens. There's a thing, you know, you push. Push until something happens. P-U-S-H. So that's what we're doing.
In Zip 19132, I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.
Every Zip Philadelphia is a collaboration between WHYY and Finding America, a national initiative produced by AIR, the Association of Independents in Radio, with financial support from the Wincote Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.